Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and your leadership. And today, on my walk, I'm thinking about the one thing every meeting needs. Now, come on. Who among us doesn't have meetings? We've got business meetings and corporate meetings and prayer meetings and family meetings and team meetings, and it goes on and on and on. We live with meetings. So I'm reading Harvard Business Review's 10 Must Reads on Leadership. And chapter 2 is What Makes an Effective Executive by Peter F. Drucker. And Drucker says, listen, executives are leaders, but don't get frustrated when it comes to understanding leadership, particularly what a leader looks like. And he writes this, leaders are all over the map in terms of their personalities, attitudes, values, strengths, and weaknesses. They ranged from nearly reclusive, from easygoing to controlling, from generous to parsimonious. What made them all effective is they followed the same 8 practices. Now, I'm not going to tell you what all those 8 practices are. That's not my purpose in this podcast. Buy the book. It is well worth the money you will spend. And you can find a link to the book, HBR's 10 Must Reads on Leadership, along with my review at onmywalk.com. But I do want to tell you what one of those practices is. And what Drucker says is that one thing that all effective executives do is they run productive meetings. Now remember, today on my walk, I'm thinking about the one thing that every meeting needs. And to appreciate this one thing, you have to hear it coming from Peter Drucker. We're talking management writer, teacher, consultant. As a matter of fact, McKinsey Quarterly said, in the world of management gurus, there is no debate. Peter Drucker is the one guru to whom other gurus kowtow. In other words, they bow down to him. So as I'm listening to this chapter, Peter Drucker writes one sentence that stops me in my tracks. Drucker says, the great master of follow-up was Alfred Sloan, the most effective executive I have ever known. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. When the management guru of gurus, the one whose book, The Effective Executive, identifies someone as the most effective business executive, you kind of want to perk up your ears. And I'm asking myself, what is this guy doing differently? And what he does differently has to do with his meetings. So let me read you what Drucker writes, and then I want you to hear something from that book. Okay, here's what Drucker writes. Making a meeting productive takes a good deal of self-discipline. It requires that the executives determine what kind of meeting is appropriate and then stick to that format. It is also necessary to terminate the meeting as soon as its specific purpose has been accomplished. Good executives don't raise another matter for discussion. They sum up and adjourn. Now hear what he has to say at this spot in his book.
Good follow-up is just as important as the meeting itself. The great master of follow-up was Alfred Sloan, the most effective business executive I have ever known. Sloan, who headed General Motors from the 1920s until the 1950s, spent most of his 6 working days a week in meetings, 3 days a week in formal committee meetings with a set membership, the other 3 days in ad hoc meetings with individual GM executives or with a small group of executives. At the beginning of a formal meeting, Sloan announced the meeting's purpose. He then listened. He never took notes, and he rarely spoke except to clarify a confusing point. At the end, he summed up, thanked the participants, and left. Then he immediately wrote a short memo addressed to one attendee of the meeting. In that note, he summarized the discussion and its conclusions and spelled out any work assignment decided upon in the meeting, including a decision to hold another meeting on the subject or to study an issue. He specified the deadline and the executive who was to be accountable for the assignment. He sent a copy of the memo to everyone who'd been present at the meeting. It was through these memos, each a small masterpiece, that Sloan made himself into an outstandingly effective executive.
Okay, let's think about this. The one thing every meeting needs, according to the management guru of gurus, Peter Drucker, as witnessed in the leadership of the executive of executives, Alfred Sloan, is a follow-up memo to the meeting. And what we're going to see is each one of Sloan's memos included five things. One, they were short. Let's say he kept them to about a page. Two, they were pointed. He addressed one person with his memo. Three, they always included a summary. Sloan summarized the discussion, the conclusion, and any assignments that were handed out in that meeting. Four, they always had a deadline attached and the person accountable for the assignment. Five, they were shared. Sloan copied everyone else in the meeting on that memo he sent to one person. Now here's what Drucker said. It was through these memos, each a small masterpiece, that Sloan made himself into an outstanding executive. Now, I had a critical meeting 3 days ago, and I did not do what Sloan did, but I will today, because I see how much more effective it can make me, our team, and our organization. Now, how about you? Where can you put this into practice? Well, the one thing that every meeting needs. That's my thought on my walk with Peter Drucker and Harvard Business Review's 10 must-reads on leadership. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.